With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hungary's parliament has ratified Sweden's bid to join NATO, bringing an end to more than 18 months of delays that have frustrated the alliance as it seeks to expand in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas would somewhat delay an Israeli military offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza.
As negotiations for a ceasefire continue, Israel is nearing the approval of plans to expand its offensive against Hamas to Rafah on the Gaza-Egypt border. More than half the besieged territory's population of 2.3 million have sought refuge in Rafah. Humanitarian groups warn of a catastrophe. Rafah is Gaza's main entry point for aid. The U.S. and other allies say Israel must avoid harming civilians. Netanyahu's office said the army had presented to the war cabinet its operational plan for Rafah, as well as plans to evacuate civilians from the battle zones. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNews.com, the Supreme Court taking up challenges to state laws that could affect how social media platforms regulate content posted by their users.
The court is hearing arguments over laws adopted by Republican-dominated legislatures and signed by Republican governors in Florida and Texas in 2021. While the details vary, both laws aim to address conservative complaints that the social media companies tilt to the left and censor users based on their viewpoints. The cases are among several the justices have grappled with over the past year involving social media platforms, such as X, Facebook, and TikTok. Rich Thomason reporting.
A warm front is sweeping spring-like weather across much of the country, but that also brings increased wildfire danger. Kansas City saw temperatures in the mid-70s. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 13 points, the S&P 500 losing 3 points. This is SRN News. A controversial statue is coming to Texas.
The University of Houston will display Witness by artist Shahia Sikander on campus from now until the end of October. The statue is an 18-foot-tall female figure bearing goat horns and tentacles that are somehow reminiscent of certain pagan deities. The artist says the figure is designed to honor the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her support for abortion. The unusual statue raised eyebrows last year when it was displayed in New York City. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota's Republican majority legislature opposes a planned ballot initiative that would enshrine abortion in that state's constitution. The House and Senate have both overwhelmingly approved a resolution rebuking the ballot measure. South Dakota currently outlaws all abortions unless to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. A final do-over of a mayoral election in Connecticut's largest city.
Incumbent mayor and Democrat Joe Ganim, who went to prison for corruption during his first stint as mayor, is trying for an eighth term. He faces Democratic challenger Joe Gomes, who is running as an independent and once worked for him and sued to overturn the results of the primary over ballot stuffing, which included a video apparently showing just that. Joining them once again in Tuesday's general election will be Republican nominee David Herz. For those counting, there have now been two primaries and one general election, which did not count. I'm Julie Walker.
The Eiffel Tower has finally opened to visitors after a six-day closure because of striking employees demanding better maintenance of that historic landmark and salary hikes. The tower will be featured prominently in the Olympics. More details at SRNNews.com.